And that's all it does.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Kyle, but I totally will say, if you've got an insurance plan and you didn't use it for that, we got to get it fixed before we can close. Because
right.
even the new insurance, if they use mm-hmm. a total different company, if it's XYZ from $10
right.
they're still going to say, okay, this has hail damage and you've been paid on it and it wasn't fixed. We're not going to insure you.
Right.
And most people, even if they pay cash, they still want to insure their house.
Right.
You know, most of us have to get a loan,
mm-hmm.
and the bank's going to make sure we have insurance.
Right.
So
absolutely.
It's really not an option. I don't believe.
Right. And absolutely. And if I'm correct, I believe it's also been really hard for some real estate agents to even sell a home when the roof is bad.
Absolutely.
You know, they don't want that.
Absolutely. And one thing I would back to one of our previous shows, I recommend if you know you have an issue,
mm-hmm.
let's go ahead and get it fixed.
Right.
Let's take care of it right now. And the roof would be a huge issue. Some people say, mm-hmm. well, you know what? I did spend that money. I don't have the money.
Right.
So I'm going to have to do it right before closing. I'm going to pay the roofer at closing.
Right.
Okay, I understand that. I've been there too.
Right.
But the other deal is if I can go ahead and put a brand new roof on that house and I'm going to pick a normal color, not baby blue or mm-hmm. bright pink or, you know, a normal colored shingle.
Right.
You know, with a good roof, with a good roofing company. It's done. Instead of getting in a deal with the buyer saying, well, no, I want to use Richie Rich Roofer
right.
and not, you know, poor boy Scott Roofer.
Right.
You know, the difference is a lot of money.
Right.
See, we have an issue when we may not close the house.
Absolutely.
If it already has a good roof with a warranty and everything on it, that's not even an issue anymore. It's just say, hey, Kyle, here's your new house, and it's got a brand new roof on it, by the way.
Absolutely.
And here's the warranty on the roof.
Absolutely.
See, no problem?
No third party involved.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
So, highly recommend that.
Absolutely.
And Kyle's 100% right. If you got a roof problem, we got a ceiling problem.
Right.
So, let's get rid of it.
Absolutely.
You know?
And overall, it helps the economy if everyone's doing it.
Well, we had a little hailstorm. Mm-hmm. Can I call you and say, hey, Kyle, you got my insurance on this deal? Can you send somebody just to check it to make sure it's not damaged?
Oh, absolutely.
And
yes.
Does that cost any money?
No.
So it's just a free
right.
peace of mind.
Right. And typically we like to use Hartman Roofing. They're wonderful with what they do, and they're always right on the spot, and they get
everything.
See,
Hartman gets you a free plug in there.
Yeah.
I'm very big. I think there's several. We're very fortunate. We have good people on a lot of different deals.
Mm-hmm.
We have several good roofing companies in this town, and I recommend you use one of our local roofers. That when you have a problem... And in fact, I closed on a house, and one of our very, very good local roofers did it. And I said, guess what? There's not an issue. It's not some guy that drove in town because we had a hailstorm and he's gone the next week.
Right.
Because guess what? Roofs are going to leak.
Mm-hmm. They are.
You know, I mean, it's going to happen. You know, I don't care how good it is. If something's going to happen. We have, it's 80 degrees. Oh, it's 107 degrees. No, now it's 40 degrees. When you have weather change like that, it's going to be hard on that house.
Oh, absolutely.
Some other things. Hadn't heard it in a long time, and it was a huge issue, was water.
Mm-hmm.
Water penetration.
Right.
Can you go over like the different, I know if your water heater busts versus if the rain comes in your back door. Let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, there just like you said, there's all kinds of scenarios. I mean, whether it's the water heater or slow leak or slab foundation, you know, leak or anything like that, or even through the roof. So on the foundation side, that's really a scary story. And even on the roof, it can be bad just because of the damage it can cause. But specifically about the foundation, that's what makes Nationwide particularly amazing, is because that already comes with our packages. It's not like you have to endorse it with other companies. And you're covered, you know, across the yard, and they'll give you, you know, places to stay and stuff like that, and kind of, you know, give you storage units to store all your things. So, I mean, it's really not a concern with Nationwide just because we have you covered, but it is a scary story.
You'd almost hear Nationwide's on your side. You'd almost hear it coming. So the slab, that's a big deal because that's mm-hmm. been an issue on several houses.
Oh, yeah.
If it was in the slab, it wasn't covered.
Absolutely.
Period. And that's a big issue.
Right.
And I guess in the newer houses, they're putting them up with that plastic stuff in the ceilings and all that. So not much in the slab. But folks, I'm going to tell you, the slab deal is a huge issue.
Yes.
Let's
yes,
go back to the other. When we had all that rain, in fact, I had two of my neighbors, both came right in their back doors, you know, flooded down the hill and in. And that's a different type of water penetration. How does that count?
Well, if it's caused from a natural disaster, you know, so to speak, or, you know, tsunami or stuff like that, I mean, insurance, we can't insure, you know, a tsunami coming in,
yeah.
You know, but good thing we don't live next to an ocean or anything like that. But at this point, I mean, as long as you don't live in a flood area, there's certain kind of insurance you can actually get if you're in flood zones. And I'm actually an agent with FEMA as well. And basically, we just scale it out and just contact engineers engineering departments and make sure, you know, everyone has the right coverage, see where it can come from, where it could come from, and just weigh out all the odds.
Well, I just listed a very, very nice house.
Mm-hmm.
It is not in the floodplain.
Okay.
No question about it. The guy's very awesome, knows his surveying very, very well. And he has flood insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why? He goes, I just want to be protected. So it's basically an endorsement onto his
right.
normal policy. And because he's not in the floodplain, it's very, very cheap.
Right.
I mean, it's. Now you said you're a FEMA agent. My next question is going to be, what about the flood insurance now? Because, you know, we got scared 2 years ago, I guess, because mm-hmm. the government basically stopped their subsidizing
right.
the flood insurance.
Right.
And it went, if you were in a floodplain, we could almost not sell the house. That's how bad it was. Because after, I guess, when you renewed it
mm-hmm.
or someone bought it and got a new one.
Right.
You know, one example I had, the flood insurance was $700 a year, which was still kind of steep, extra and above regular insurance.
Right.
Went to $7,000 a year.
Right. And yeah. Honestly, Scott, I believe that had to do a lot with licensing and stuff like that. We've gotten really particular here in these last few years. And just with the zoning and just actually getting permits for each individual house and getting scaling for each individual house, engineering for each individual house, all that cost money. And it's unfortunate that a lot of people had to pay stuff like that. But now it kind of just rolls over with the house and the homeowner. And
so you don't see absorbent flood insurance like
not
like
quite
what?
So much, no. I mean, it still can be expensive, don't get yeah. me wrong, but yeah. not in the $7,000 range by no means.
Okay, you know what? We're going to talk a little bit longer. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.